in state of emergency and directed residents to quarantine and practice social distancing. Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, provided the date, time, location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers published today in the Asbury Park Press or official newspaper. Live notice of the borough earlier and posted notices in all offices and on the borough website.
Soon.
I think the first thing on our agenda is votes of the
This conference will now be recorded.
Pledge of Allegiance, Vance?
Have that salute to flag.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To flag.
America.
In the Republic.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to oaths of office. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
No problem, and I can do everybody together. If you all remember, when it comes to what you're performing the duties of the office of, Liz, you're going to say 1 year term class 2. Mark is 1 year class 3. Lance and Steve are 4 year terms class 4. Heather and John are 2 year terms class 4, alternate 1 and alternate 2. Okay, everybody ready? Please raise your right hand. I, state your name.
I, Elizabeth.
I, Stephen R. Morgan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
The Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will
bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly. Perform all the duties. Of the office of planning board for class two for one year. According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Very good. Congratulations, everyone.
Thank you.
It looked like David.
Thank you.
Mark, do you get re-sworn? Mark? Let's see.
I don't think so, but like Mary said my name.
Why not?
Yeah. And actually, it's correct. He does not need to. I'm just going right down the line. But he is a councilman, the appointed councilman, so yes.
Well, you're a double sworn member now.
Roll call. Are we ready? Ms. Bills?
Here.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes, here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Here.
Councilman Lechstein?
Here.
Mr. Knott? Not here. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Gorman?
Here.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Okay. Welcome back.
Happy to have John back.
Yeah, indeed.
He's a retired councilman, ready to help with zoning and planning.
Maybe we can start with Mad Hatter again. Thank you, Barry.
On to the reorganization of our board. Election of the chairperson.
I would nominate, I'll make a motion to nominate Lance Cunningham.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Do we need a roll call for each of these? I think we do.
Yeah, for each one? Sure. Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
I agree to do it.
You can. Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein? Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz?
Oh, did we lose him?
Give us a thumbs up.
Oh, he did? I didn't I will happily make a motion to continue on with Dave DeSeo as our vice chair and an excellent board member and vice chair for many years.
I will second that motion.
Your roll call.
Okay. Ms. Bills?
Yeah.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
To continue.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz?
Another time, then. Moving on to our board secretary, and I do have to say that it is excellent job for us under great circumstances, and I thank you very much for that. I will make that motion to have you continue to be our
student. I'll second that. Great job.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly? Mayor Kelly?
Kelly. Thumbs up, Brian?
Yeah. There he goes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Councilman Lechstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Ms. Ray. I mean, Mr. Schwartz, excuse me. We switched gears.
John, we can hear you again.
It gets a little dicey.
Okay, Ms. Bills? Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Cashmore?
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yeah.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz?
engineer. I am happy to, again, continue with Mr. Hoder. Anybody have any discussion about that or a second?
I will second that motion, Dave.
He does.
David, you just have done a great job for us, and we appreciate it.
Ms. Bills?
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lextein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Mr. Schwartz? Mr. Cashmore?
There's a ton of feedback, so if anyone who's not speaking, if they can go on mute.
Okay. Thank you.
I think it's actually John Schwartz because he's got his phone and his computer going. Don, maybe just stick with your phone. Turn your computer off. No?
Now we can't hear you. Okay, I'll continue.
Did you just call me?
Not yet. We had Ms. Bills, Mr. Cashmore, Chairman Cunningham, Ms. DiGiulio.
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo.
Yes.
Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lextein.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Even?
Oh, Mr. Smith is muted. Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz? Okay. He gave us...
Thumbs up.
Any discussion on the official newspaper, Asbury Park Press?
Do we not have, Mr. Chairman, do we not have two newspapers?
Let's see here. Resolution. We haven't done the meeting schedule yet, but I kind of skipped over that.
There should be two newspapers.
Mark, I think we published it in three newspapers, but the official newspaper...
Two.
...they're asking for on the agenda here, and it's the Asbury Park Press, and it has been, and we could change it if necessary, but I think it's been admirable.
Yeah, no, I think the Asbury Park Press is fine. I just want to make sure that we're publishing the notices of the meeting on our end, or that at least we're giving notice of the meeting to at least two papers.
The agenda I have says it included the Link and the Two Rivers Times and the Hub.
Okay, great. Yeah, then I'm fine. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Ready, Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lextein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Schwartz?
That was a yes.
Yeah. Lance, can I just ask, did we do board planner? Regular planner.
We have not done that yet, and we have not done...
No, you did board planner when we appointed Christine Cofone.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Did... Oh, okay. It's Christine, okay. All right. And I've got the vote.
The only thing we haven't done is the meeting schedule.
All righty.
Is there discussion on that, or if we can carry, we can always carry that. We need it.
I'm fine with it. Does anybody else have any questions on it?
I didn't.
No, I'm fine with it.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting schedule.
All right. And a second. All right. Ms. Bills?
That would be an all in favor.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's our meeting schedule. Thank you. Okay. On to minutes. Welcome back, everybody, and happy to move into 20.
Okay. Now it's caller number 4 needs to mute themselves, whoever they are. Well, they don't know that they're caller number 4. So if you're on the phone, can you please just mute yourself?
Would it be me, Chris Fox?
No, Chris, it isn't even you, it's somebody else.
Okay.
I just went off the meeting, but I'm on the phone.
Oh, it's John. Hi, John.
Yeah, because I don't know what's wrong with my computer. I get a lot of feedback.
All right, John, just mute your phone until you're going to talk, though, all right? Yeah.
All right, thanks. Oh, I don't think you like that, Mark.
No, sorry. It was just mute. It was just echoing on your phone, so.
Well, no, I'm not on the computer anymore. I'm only on the phone.
Yeah, I know, but it was definitely a moment ago.
Yeah, because I was on both.
Yeah, I think he hadn't yet turned off the computer.
Gosh, I'm much better now. All right, moving along, we're going to go to the minutes from November 10th. 20, the year 20. Any discussion or a motion on those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Bills? Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Giulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
I'm going to abstain because I couldn't participate in the second application.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Thank you. On to the resolution for the extension of approvals for the Cole Sebring LLC.
I'll make the motion for that resolution.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Wow. Sorry,
we
about
gotta
that.
Get, we gotta get out of this and focus on it.
I don't know if we had a second.
I don't know if we had a second.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, we were on the resolution for coal, and actually one of the things I wanted to ask is if Mark was comfortable with this extension again.
Yes, I made the motion to adopt the resolution, so yes, I am comfortable.
Okay. And do we have a second?
We have a second.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein?
Yes.
And those are all of the eligible people. Okay.
Okay, on to the resolution for the preliminary and major site plan approval, bulk variance approval, Mountain View Village, Seabright LLC. Discussion or a motion?
I'll move the resolution.
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Councilman Lechstein?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman? Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to a new application. EBZB 2020-18. Ramon and Rebecca Wayne. Welcome, everybody.
Good evening. How are you? Happy New Year. Requesting
I do want to point out that if this application is approved, and you'll hear more about this, that we're going to actually end up reducing the non-conforming building coverage of the site. Now, the building coverage will still be non-conforming, but the situation will be improved, and we will be converting the site from a non-conforming, from the standpoint of lot coverage, to conforming. So in some aspects of this project, we're bringing the site closer to conformity. I'll have two witnesses testifying this evening. First is Owen Duan, the applicant, and Jerry Regan, who is our architect. And Mr. Chairman, if it's okay, I'd like to call my first witness.
Okay. Mr. Duan, it's Owen, it's the first one?
Okay.
Duan.
Yeah, Owen Duan, okay. Mr. Duan, would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear, the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Can you just state your name for the record? And you probably should spell both first and last name.
Sure. My name is Owen Duan. First name is E-O-I-N. Last name is D-U-A-N-E.
Very good.
Okay, Owen, how long have you owned this property?
Since October of 2019.
And is there a shelter on the site?
Yes, single family home.
Okay, and do you live there?
Yes, with my wife.
And are you familiar with the zoning district the property falls in?
Yeah, it's an R3.
R3. And what's your, personal history in Seabright?
So my wife and I have been renting in Seabright for the summer for the past few years, and then we purchased the property at the end of 2019.
Okay. Can you describe the property a little bit for the board?
Yeah, it's a single family home, two stories, not raised, that's 1,400 square foot, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, with no garage, no parking.
Okay. And do you know the height of the property, of the building?
Today it's 26 foot.
26 foot. You said it was two stories.
Yeah.
And as far as the orientation of the building on the lot itself, can you describe how it's oriented?
It's slightly off-center.
Off-center, okay. Higgins, I'd like to... Well, you marked in the photographs you said before. I missed the exhibit number that you...
A4.
A4?
Right.
Thank you.
They're the ones that were included in the packet, so...
Yes, okay. So I understand that you and your wife love the property in your home, but I also understand that there have been some issues with the existing structure and how it functions as a home for you.
Yeah, well, when we bought the home, the intention was always to raise the home to make it FEMA compliant. Right now, the kitchen and the living room are on the ground floor, so on street level, which obviously is in violation of requirements. There's no parking, so I think people know on Church Street there's a lot of parking issues, so... the idea would be to elevate the home and create off-street parking. Flood insurance is still, still an issue with the home not being raised. And then it's an older home, so it's got smaller bedrooms, not a modern layout. So hopefully we can, make it more modern, a little bit bigger. So when we start a family, we can have a place to work from home and have, bedrooms for the kids.
And you touched on an important topic with working from home becoming more and more prevalent for people. And you're hoping that this home can serve your family not only as a home, but from a place where you may have to work and live all year round, so it can serve you, correct?
Yeah. My wife works from home permanently, and I work from home for for the foreseeable future.
Right. Okay. Now, I want to talk about Hurricane Sandy for a minute. You weren't the owner of the property back in 2012, correct?
I was not.
But do you understand anything about the kind of damage that the property sustained during the storm?
Yeah, so my understanding is it's the downstairs of the property, it was approximately 2 feet or more of water damage. So they had to basically rip and replace to the depth of the studs the entire downstairs of the home.
Okay, and you mentioned that the house is not elevated at this time, so if we had another surge like that, are you concerned that the same kind of damage could occur again?
I assume it would.
Okay, and it's still in the floodplain, obviously, correct?
It is.
Okay. And we spoke in the introduction about your proposal to elevate and expand the structure, and as far as the plan to elevate, is the result of the elevation going to bring the house in compliance with FEMA regulations?
Yes.
Okay. And how high do you plan to elevate the home?
It'll be, 9 feet?
Approximately
9 feet.
Okay, and in addition to...
Mr. Stotti, can I just ask a question? Because I just want to get a clarification on the height. The narrative says 35 feet, and the plans say 38.95. So I just wanted clarity as to what it actually is going to be raised to.
Mr. Lexine, it has to do with the manner in which the height is measured in Seabright for the ordinance, and our second witness tonight is Jerry Regan, and he'll be able to go into detail the answer to your question, and I'm sure he'll be satisfied. So if we could wait until Mr. Regan testifies and get to that with him, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Now, Owen, have any of your other neighbors elevated their homes to become FEMA compliant?
I think almost everybody on the block is elevated.
Okay.
I think we're except for the large brick home across the street, I think everybody is elevated at this point.
Okay, and to elevate and to get into FEMA compliance isn't the only objective to elevating, is it?
So we would create off-street parking. Be helpful also.
Okay, would that be a garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's no off-street parking currently?
No.
Okay. What other issues or concerns do you have with the home as it exists today?
Well, besides what we discussed, I think just increasing the living space is the goal. So having an extra bedroom, which could double as a home office is important. The bedroom pretty small. One of them is very, very small with no closet. So improving that and generally, I guess, modernizing and improving the home for a family.
Do you understand the living space in your home to be much less than many of the homes that surround you currently?
There's less space, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And
I guess the other important point as well is that the house currently is pretty poorly insulated.
Okay.
So, heating bills are expensive, so we would, as part of this renovation, improve the insulation of the home.
You're going to make the home more efficient?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you need to park, what do you have to deal with?
Well, right now we just park on the street.
Okay.
So sometimes we find parking outside of our house, sometimes, outside of Alice's, and sometimes down by the river.
Okay. And so would you say having an off-street parking space is going to be extremely important to the functionality of this as a year-round home?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think it's also good for the street, right, to have one last car parked on the street.
Sure. And do you think the other people that you live near will welcome a brand new off-street parking space?
I think they will. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who said that, but I like it. We talked about this being a two-part proposal, so an elevation and an expansion. Why are you planning to do them both together?
Because we have to be out of the home irrelevant anyway, and it's disruptive, so it makes sense to do it all at the same time.
Rather than going to two major projects at the same time?
Yeah.
Or at two different times?
Yeah, it would be more economical to do it at the same time.
Okay. And so just to rehash your expansion plans, it's to enlarge your rear bedroom, the construction of a bathroom, is that correct?
That is correct.
And tell me about the decks. What kind of decks are you going to want to have?
So there'll be a deck about four or 5 foot deep at the front of the house, above, so in line with all the other homes along our block that have decks. So it'll visually it'll look the same as the other home.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a small deck out the back where the existing is a much larger deck now, and our bedroom will extend out onto a portion of that deck, and
okay.
It'll be a small deck at the back on our bedroom.
Okay. And tell us about the shed that's currently located on the site. What are the plans for that?
So right now there's a permanent structure. It's a pretty big shed that takes up a lot of our back garden that's not really utilized. So we're going to take that down and create a garden. So that'll be, you know.
Is that shed the shed that's shown at the rear of the property on the survey?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And that shed is going away?
That shed will go away.
Okay. So currently, how many bedrooms and bathrooms do you have?
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms.
And what? And your proposal now is for four bedrooms, three and a half baths?
Correct.
Okay. One of the variances that you're asking the board to approve tonight is for lot area. As the existing lot is undersized. So towards that end, are there any adjacent lots immediately on either side of you from which you could acquire excess land to make the lot conforming?
No, both homes on either side are fully built, so there's no lots.
And have you gone to speak to your two adjoining neighbors about this proposal?
Yes, and they're both supportive and have written letters.
Okay. And do you anticipate that you and your family will continue to live here once the project is completed?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if the application is approved, when do you hope to start the construction?
As soon as we get the permits in order, and then get the plans finished, get the contractor, decide on the contractor that we want to use.
Okay.
So as soon as possible.
And you'll be using licensed contractors?
Yes.
To do the work?
Yeah.
Good. And are you going to obtain all necessary building permits and other permits that will become necessary?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything else you want the board to know?
No. Just that I think a lot of people are familiar with the block that we're on. And, you know, what the idea is to make our home elevated and conforming with the other five or six homes that are along our side of the block. So hopefully nothing controversial, and yeah, thank you for everybody's time on a weekday evening.
Mr. Chairman, those are my only questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen. Owen, your plan seems to blend it into the neighborhood quite well.
Thank you. Yeah, we chose an architect that's done a number of homes on our street, so that's been helpful.
Thank you. I have no other questions. Any board members have questions of Owen? If not, is anybody in the public that's on board with us here have a question of the witness or his testimony?
No, not a question, but this is J.B. McGinnis. I live at 12 Church Street right next door, and I am fully supportive of this construction project and what it brings to the block and to the neighborhood.
Mr. McGinnis, since you're making a statement, can you just raise your right hand? You solemnly swear out the testimony of your statement you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
100%, yes.
You stated your name was J.B. McGinnis?
John Byron McGinnis.
Oh, sorry, J.B., my bad. Okay, and what was your address?
12 Church.
Very good, thank you.
And,
so
and my, My statement is we are fully supportive. The house needs it, and it's wonderful to have neighbors like Owen and Becky right next to us, and their plans. We have reviewed them and look forward to having that home next door to us. So we are fully supportive in every way.
Anyone else?
Yes, Lance. This is Chris Doxy at number 9 Church Street, which is across from the property.
Yes.
And I just wanted to tell you that, as you know, Church Street does flood, so this house absolutely has to be, you know, lifted. The plans that are proposed would maximize the living space for its owners, which is a good thing. And the addition of the garage is paramount for Church Street and its residents. And I think I speak for the whole street when I say I'm delighted that there's going to be a garage there. I think that's terrific. The plans are definitely in keeping with surroundings of the residences on the street. And the renovations as planned would be an asset to Church Street as well as to Seabright. I'm definitely in favor of the approval of this project, and I really love our new neighbors. They're terrific.
Great, Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Jerry and Gail DeWitt. We're at 8 Church Street, right next to Owen and Becky.
Again, and I forgot to swear Chris in, but I know everybody's going to talk, and I'll revert on Chris. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And can you just tell us your last name again?
It's DeWitt, DeWitt.
Thank you.
And we echo everything that JB and everyone has said. So Owen and Becky are great, and we look forward to them getting their house done, and great neighbors.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Thank you. And I think we're going to move on to your next witness, please.
Okay, thank you. That is Jeremiah J. Reagan, architect.
Mr. Reagan, can you raise your right hand?
No.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And you are a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And you've testified before this board on numerous occasions?
Yes, I have.
Yes, he has.
Mr. Chairman, I guess...
I would suggest that we accept its credentials unless the board has an issue.
I know, Mr. Chairman. I'm just going to suggest to Mr. Asadi in questioning Mr. Reagan. I mean, we have the plans in front of us, so I don't know that you can, unless someone from the board really wants to hear something. I just think we really need clarification of the height, and we just want to focus upon that and make your life a little bit easier. I mean, obviously, if one of the other board members wants to hear a lot of testimony, you know, I don't want to take that away from you, but I don't know that it's necessary, at least not for me.
Rather than doing the typical take you through the plans, we'll start by answering your question about the height, and if you'd like to have us elicit any further testimony at that time, you'll let us know. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
And Mark, also, I think the other issue they should go over, which is very important, they are centering the house a little better on the property line and increasing the setback on the west side, which I think is a good issue.
Yeah, fair enough, Dave. Absolutely.
Okay. Gary, we'll start with a height question, and then we'll go to Member DeCio's comments. But as for the height, there was a comment from Mr. Lexine about how it was shown on the plan. I believe he said it was 38 in one instance, and but we're only at around 35 for the ordinance. Could you explain to the board exactly what the reason is for that?
Okay, the elevations, on the front elevation, it has the mean height of the roof at elevation 38.95. That's the height above sea level, okay? And then how they measure the height is the average height of the four corners of the house, which is at 3.95. So you subtract that from 38.95. house on the site.
Did you say variance for parking, Dave?
Yeah, since it's one parking space, don't they require two? Does they need a variance for the second one?
Yeah, I think it's actually a waiver for you, but yes, you should grant the variance for the... They have none, and they're approving that condition, so... But let's still... You're correct. Let's include that.
Okay.
Just for the record, that has been requested as well.
Right.
Anyone else or a motion?
Was there anybody in the public?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, we got open to the public again.
Not in the public, yeah, my apologies. Anyone in the public have a question about the testimony or a statement? Anyone in the public?
Close the public.
He's gonna close the public.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be more than happy to make a motion to approve the application. I think it's an improvement, as you said. I like the fact there's going to be the off-street parking, which is always a great thing in Seabright. Everything Dave noted. So I would make the motion to approve the application.
Thank you, Mark.
And I'll second.
Okay.
Like a whole bunch of seconds there.
All right.
It's a good improvement to the town, and all the neighbors love it. So it's a no-brainer.
The neighbors love it, and then.
Amen.
Hey, we're Ben.
Chris.
Did you get a second there, Candace?
Well, I chose Peggy. She was one of them.
Candace, you're not mute, so.
Okay.
Call,
yeah, let me get myself. All right. You ready for the roll call? Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSeo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman is recusing. She's on the 200-foot list. And Mr. Schwartz.
I don't see him or hear him.
He's there. John, you're muted.
Where are you?
He's muted, though.
Oh, there he is. There he is. That sounded like him.
So Mr. Schwartz is a yes.
Thank you very much. I'll miss all of you.
Gary, it's not what I said, right?
Yeah.
Anybody from the public is still with us? Happy to hear any of your questions. Or if not, public portion's closed. On to our next meeting is January 26th. And anyone care to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Happy to have John back. Happy to have you all back.
Lance, I have a question real quick. Wouldn't we typically have a calendar for the 2021 meetings at this meeting?
It should, yeah, should be in your
packet.
Yeah, it should be in your packet.
I just don't see it printed. I'll look through the packet.
Okay. It was in that packet that we got.
I'll thumb through it again.
Okay.
If not, I'll get you another one.
This year, like this last one.
Oh, me too. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Edwin, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Hi, Gary. So happy.
Hi.
You say I'm going to cry. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Peg.
Did your mom...
Sure.
I don't think so. I told her right at the end, but I don't think so.
He knows that.
That's right.
Right. I am so happy.
You'll be the best judge we have.
I'm so proud of you.
We'll get another meeting.
That's right.
Thank you all. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn. Hey, good seeing everybody.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Bye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Lance. Bye, everyone. Glad your puppy's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's back home.
Yeah, take
him. He's only going one night. We missed him.
Aw.
That's how it goes.
It does. Take care. Bye.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Candace?
Yes. I'm here.
This is Edwin Beaver. He's interested in joining the board. We've been talking a little bit, and I'm going to try and get together with him and the mayor coming up soon, and possibly fill one of the spots.
Good.
Just wanted you to meet him.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And yeah, we're down a couple now. Is Bob not going to be with us at all?
I don't know. I didn't get his email. Apparently, Kerry got an email.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
He did sell his house.
Yeah.
I heard that, and so I suspect that he's not supposed to be on our board if he's not a resident.
I guess not.